Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keogh moves to third. Romano moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh scores. Romano scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carey moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Kravitz moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Francona reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Aspromonte scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power bunts towards the mound. Sitoris fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Keene moves to second. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Latman bunts towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Aspromonte scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Held reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 7-2, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Bauer pinch hits for John Sitoris. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Davis now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delsing moves to second. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. 1 out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh strikes out. two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bob Davis. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.